Some of the verbs they have an O in the root, that O changes to U. So, for example, with the verb to be able, el verbo poder, when you want to say being able, rather than podiendo, you'll have to say pudiendo. Pudiendo. The verb to sleep, el verbo dormir, when you say sleeping, you change the O for a U and you'll say durmiendo. Durmiendo. The verb to die, morir, when you want to say dying, you change the O for a U and you say muriendo. Muriendo. Some of the verbs, they have an E in the root, that E changes to I. For example, to lie is mentir, but when you want to say lying, you'll say mintiendo. Mintiendo. To laugh is reír, but when you want to say laughing, you'll say riendo. Riendo. You are changing the E for an I. Also with the verb servir, that means to serve. When you want to say serving, you also change the E for an I and you say sirviendo. Sirviendo. Also with the verb to say, el verbo decir. When you want to say saying, you'll say diciendo. Diciendo. With the verb to prefer, preferir. If you want to say preferring, you'll have to change the E closest to the end. So you will say prefiriendo. Prefiriendo. And the verb to follow or to continue is seguir. So if you want to say continuing or following, you'll say siguiendo. Siguiendo. And there are other verbs than their root, so when you take the ending off, that root finishes in a vowel, normally an E or an I. So then, when you put the ending of doing, ando, yendo, you'll have to put a Y, so you say yendo rather than yendo. For example, with to read. To read is leer, but when you want to say reading, rather than leyendo, you'll say leyendo. Leyendo. To build is construir. So when you want to say building, you'll say construyendo. Construyendo. To bring is traer. So when you want to say bringing, you'll say trayendo. Trayendo. The verb to hear is oír. So when you want to say hearing, you'll say oyendo. Oyendo. And the verb to go is just ir. So then when you want to say going, you'll say yendo. Yendo. We are going to see how the Spanish present continuous is used with reflexive verbs. When you have a verb like to have a shower, which is ducharse, this verb finishes se, So then you know is a reflexive verb. And when you want to use it with the present continuous, when you want to say, I am showering or you are showering, you have two ways to say it. You can put the reflexive pronoun before the verb or you can put it after the verb. Let's see an example with each person. So then, with the verb ducharse, if you want to say, I am showering, you'll say, me estoy duchando. Me estoy duchando. Or you can put the me after the verb and say, estoy duchándome. Estoy duchándome. And both mean exactly the same. If you want to say, you are showering, or ask a person, are you showering, in a friendly way, you'll say, te estás duchando. Te estás duchando. Or you can put the reflexive pronoun after the verb and say, estás duchándote. Estás duchándote. If you want to say, you are showering, but in a formal way, or are you showering, you'll say, se está duchando. Se está duchando. Or you can put the se after the verb and say, está duchándose. Está duchándose. When you want to say he or she is showering, then you'll say it exactly the same than the one before. Se está duchando. Se está duchando. Or you put the se after the verb and you say, está duchándose. Está duchándose. Let's see how to say we are showering. Nos estamos duchando. Nos estamos duchando. Or you can put the nos after the verb and say, estamos duchándonos. Estamos duchándonos. If you want to say you are showering, or are you showering, but to a group of people, in a friendly way, you'll say, os estáis duchando. Os estáis duchando. Or you can put the os after the verb and say, estáis duchándoos. Estáis duchándoos. To say exactly the same, you are showering to a group of people, or are you showering, but in a formal way, then you'll say, se están duchando. Se están duchando. Or you put the se after the verb and you say, están duchándose. Están duchándose. And if you want to say they are showering, you'll say exactly the same than the one before. Se está duchando. Se están duchando. Or you put the se after the verb and say, están duchándose. Están duchándose.